Are you settling into the fall season, watching the leaves change, the days get shorter, and hygge, the Danish practice of cozy relaxation, reigns supreme? Never settle for a bad weekend. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, so let's start with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Though Miller joined that big band in the sky decades ago, his orchestra and its many incarnations continues to the present day. They're playing at the Keswick Theater tonight at 7 p.m. Another enduring American icon is heading to Delaware on Friday.
To cook at home, but Courtney is actually a trained chef and recipe developer. Well, together, collected and perfected 100 family recipes, breakfast favorites, savory sandwiches, desserts, drinks, and more. It is called Al Roker's Recipes to Live By, easy memory making family dishes for every occasion.
That was America's weatherman Al Roker talking about the new cookbook he and his daughter Courtney put together. On Friday, you can see him in person at the Wilmington Public Library. The ticket includes the book and afterwards some samples of its recipes from Wilmington chef Justin Womack. The event starts at 6 p.m. Roker's family recipes include meat, but during Vegan Restaurant Week, every meal served will be plant-based. It starts on Friday, and more than 15 participating vegan restaurants and ones with vegan options will offer specials on specific menu items. The week goes until November 3rd. While we're talking food, there's one holiday where we all gather together to eat. The Thanksgiving play is heading to West Philly's Curio Theater Company with previews tonight and tomorrow before it opens on Saturday. Written by Larissa Fasthorse, it's the story of what happens when well-meaning white teachers try to do a culturally sensitive kids' Thanksgiving play. What could go wrong? The Thanksgiving play goes through November 9th. From food to culture. It's Filipino-American History Month, commemorating the month that Filipinos were first recorded here in America in the 1500s. At Taste of Philippines, you can find out more of their history and culture. There will be food, dance, music, and a marketplace. It's happening on Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. at Cherry Street Pier. Also on Saturday, Penn Museum celebrates Dia de los Muertos as part of its Culture Fest series. The Day of the Dead is the annual Mexican holiday honoring loved ones who are no longer with us. As part of the day-long event, the Mexican Cultural Center will unveil an enormous ofrenda, or altar, installation. The Dia de los Muertos event is free with museum admission and goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. From the Day of the Dead to Halloween, well, that's an easy segue. Step right up and pay a visit to the Haunted Circus. There are 2 days of haunting celebrations going on at Philadelphia School of Circus Arts. On Friday, starting at 6, it's the age-appropriate Kids Haunted Circus. On Saturday, there's more family-friendly fare at the Family Haunted Circus, featuring performances by members of its youth troupe. That starts at 2:30. But at 8, it's grown folks only for the Adult Haunted Circus. Time to put the kids to bed and get ready for an adventure that only requires you to have an open mind. Time for Three has won accolades and 2 Grammys for their genre-fluid music. So it's no surprise they've come to the Curtis Institute to help it celebrate its centennial. The dynamic trio heads to the Marian Anderson Hall at the Kimmel Center on Sunday for a performance with the Curtis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Osmo Vanska. The show is on Sunday at 3 p.m. Before we let go, we'll acknowledge the happy feelings that will be in the air on Saturday night when the Frankie Beverly Tribute Band We Are One Experience heads to City Winery. They can't replace our own Frankie Beverly, but they can keep spreading his good vibes. The show starts at 7:30. We're wishing you all the happy feelings. Never settle for less. If you missed anything or want more details on what you've heard, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.